No doubt about it, it's been a momentous and bruising year, but it could have been worse. Remember 11 years ago when everybody was convinced the much-feared Y2K crisis would shut down America, or at least our nation's computers? On New Year's Day, when the crisis failed to materialize, one Ohio newspaper ran this huge headline, "We're still here." Well, this holiday season seems a bit like that. Okay, well, we're still here. Too many of us still don't have jobs, true. There's a fair share we could be gloomy about. We don't have a Michigan State Fair anymore, we've lost a Michigan Promise Grant scholarship, and we're losing a seat in Congress. The Lions are still mostly losing, the Tigers are mediocre, the Red Wings are a little better, but the Pistons are really bad. And of course, standards of taste prevent me from saying anything about Michigan football. It was a trifle dismaying this week when the U.S. Census Bureau informed the nation that Michigan was the only state in the Union to actually lose population during the last decade. However, there are things to be happy about. 2 years ago, we thought General Motors and Chrysler might be gone by now. But they've reconstituted themselves, they're all still here and making money, and there are even cars people are excited about, like the Chevy Volt. Whatever your politics, it's been a disappointing few years. Our elected leaders in Lansing failed to get the job done, either in reinventing the economy or dealing with the deep-seated problems that give us huge deficits every year. However, things are about to change. We elected a new governor this year, a man few of us knew anything about a year ago. He doesn't take office for another week yet, but there are reasons to be hopeful. Rick Snyder says he isn't interested in the squabbles and pettiness of the past. Someone close to him tells me he intends to focus like a laser beam on recharging and reinventing the economy. No matter how successful he is, we need to remember that we aren't going to get back to prosperity and full employment overnight. What we are doing is getting ready to move beyond the shadows of the past. That's happening in Detroit. The city seems finally to have given up on the Kilpatricks. Any chance of a comeback for the former mayor seems to have ended forever with the massive federal indictments filed this month. In August, voters told his mother that they didn't want her to be their congressman any longer. The city and the state seem to be moving into an era when we're looking for government by grown-ups. Which isn't all bad. There's bound to be some tough sledding ahead next year, but here's a couple things to remember. The days, at least, are now getting longer. Unemployment is beginning to fall. In Nevada, the state that grew the fastest in the last decade, now has a jobless rate higher than Michigan's. There are almost 10 million of us still here and some of the nicest scenery in the world. There are things to celebrate this holiday season, and Michigan is clearly not ready to roll over and die just yet.